30 years ago today, a song by a young Kiwi singer plonked itself at the top of the New Zealand charts. Her name was Nairi, just Nairi. It emerged that Nairi Fuata worked in TVNZ. Her dad came from Rotuma, north of Fiji, and the song she sang was done originally by Lulu for a Sydney Poitier movie about teaching in a tough English school. And Nairi's treatment of it was very classy, with a charming video performance that you can still find on YouTube. Nairi Fuata, Noia?
Noia.
Noia. Which is good morning in Rotuman.
That's right.
You presented a documentary about Rotuma at one point, didn't you, not so long ago?
Yes, Salatsi Rotuma, yes.
30 years have flown by, haven't they?
Absolutely.
Can you believe it? You don't look much changed, may I say. You come from a distinguished Whakatane family. Your parents, Marion and Fu, being a Rotuman Islander, were very well loved, weren't they, for their work at St. Joseph's School, the hospital and healthcare, all that stuff in your family.
Yeah.
A great upbringing. And there was music.
And there was music, yes. From Dad and from Mum.
But you were born in the UK. How did that happen?
Well, my father was going to be a priest here in New Zealand.
Yeah.
And then he decided after 6 years of training that he wasn't. So they suggested that he go to England and study to be a teacher. So he was there. My mum is Dutch and she was in England being an au pair.
Right.
And they both had a love of music and Polynesian music. So yeah. Dad was playing in a Hawaiian band and a mutual friend introduced them and I'm the result.
Love at first sight with very good outcomes. How did to sir with love come about? Because it's the ultimate tribute to a male teacher. Was it in honour of your dad at all?
Not consciously. I think the song came about purely from, Tony and Simon thinking of a good song to re-record.
Tony and Simon being?
The producers of the song.
Okay.
And, so they suggested that I sing it. And, of course, you know, I loved the song. And it did, in a way, pay tribute to my father unknowingly. You know, my father was a Pacific teacher in England at the time of the song being released. So he was almost a bit like Sidney Poitier.
Sidney Poitier in the movie. And Lulu sang the original song when the movie came out in 1967, which was the year you were
born. I was born, yes.
There's another strange connection because your partner's surname is Greenslade.
That's right.
And
we're watching The Chase one day, and I think one of the questions came up, what was the high school? What was the name of the high school that of the film To Sue With Love? And it was Greenslade High, and we kind of both had a moment like, oh, my goodness, it's just following me. It's part of my destiny.
So it certainly is part of your destiny. So, okay, To Sir With Love, how did they find you to sing it?
I'd been working with Simon and Tony singing in a covers band.
Okay.
And Simon had started Southside Records with Murray Kamik, and they were looking to, record a few artists and make a few releases. And, so they said, how about, do you want to come and do this? And I kind of went, oh, yeah. I didn't really think anything more than it'd be fun to kind of do something like that, you know.
It's a great performance. Did you record the song with the charts in mind?
No. We were just doing it just to release a song. But I do remember after we had recorded it, we just made a little joke going, wouldn't it be funny if it made the charts? We were just lucky. We were just hoping that radio was going to play it or, yeah.
It stormed the charts. Partly, I think, because of a video, a good video, there were two little children in it, and there was you, and a lovely presentation from you. It just kind of caught fire with the public.
Yeah, and it was actually the video that probably broke the song in a way. You know, normally at that time, it was always radio. You had to get your song on radio. But we did a really good video directed by Chris Major, and we got it onto RTR Countdown. And at the time, RTR Countdown, if you loved music, was the only place that you could really see any music videos.
Yep.
Remember back in the day?
I do.
There were no music channels then, you know. People saw someone that was like them, and I did get a lot of support from the Māori and Pacific community.
Yeah.
Yeah, because of that song.
Who said, go girl.
Yeah, absolutely.
You did personal appearances around the country. Tell us about that. I mean, there was the mall in Porirua for a start.
Yes. In those days, there was no social media. So you had to actually go on the road and do the publicity, you know, visit record stores and make appearances here, there and everywhere. And we did an in-store in Porirua, and I'll never forget that because it was phenomenal. You know, so many people came out to support. It was absolutely packed. And it just showed you that they were kind of crying out for this kind of music, and you know, they were happy to support a local artist.
A young local star.
Yeah.
Did you ever think, I know you've carried on with aspects of it, but did you ever think of making music your career at that point?
I think I probably was always slightly hesitant about it because of the insecurity around it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I always stayed on working in TV.
You would have been recognised up and down the country, wherever you went for a while.
Yeah, I was. It was, yeah.
In fact, you'd still be recognised, I think.
Well, occasionally I have had a comment or two going. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you still sing?
I still sing around the house, and I occasionally sing, and I sing with my daughter from time to time. But yeah.
Now, your daughter's at Vic.
Well, she's going to Vic next year.
She's musical.
She's very musical, yeah.
You're going to have to find her a song.
Well, she's writing all her own.
Is she?
Yeah.
Oh, she's clever as well.
She's a good all-round artist, yeah.
Not everybody will know about your range of talents. Les Mills fitness instructor, food technology, you did that at Massey University, primetime TV presenter, television producer, and the circle has turned because you make Tangata Pacifica now.
Yes, that's right. And I really love it. I mean, I think I've found my place, really. I love working and bringing Pacific stories, you know, and having a voice and lifting our people.
Yeah. And how many people can say they had a number one song in New Zealand? I mean, that will always be incredibly special, won't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Can we take you back 30 years, please? Do you remember hearing this on the radio for the very first time?
I do.
What were you doing? Do you remember?
I can't remember exactly what I was doing, but it's one of those things that you never think could possibly happen. And when it does, it's incredible.
I imagine that's a moment and a half. Nari Fuata, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
What's goodbye in Rotuman?
Formos.